As we are now discussing the tefillah of nefilas apayim, of falling on our faces. Our brethren mentioned yesterday some of the reasons why we fall on our faces. And the source for nefilas apayim, and a little bit more of the background. Nefilas apayim is representing the different positions that Moshe Rabbeinu davened. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu davened sitting, eshev bahar. The pasuk tells us in Devarim. It also tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu stood on the mountain, and it says ve'es napal lifnei Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens in three different positions. He davens sitting, he davens standing, and he davens falling over. Therefore, in our tefillah, this is how we daven. We daven sitting during Birchos Kriya Shema, we daven standing during Shemona Esrei, and after that, after we have confidently talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and requested the things that we need, we fall over in a sense of brokenness, as was mentioned, about being embarrassed, about understanding that we completely, completely surrender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Nefilas Apayim is about, an understanding that we will give everything that we have, even ultimately one's life, to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the notion, the wording actually of Nefilas Apayim is something that only takes shape around the times of the Gaonim and the Rishonim. That originally a person would, in this sense of being very broken and therefore being very vulnerable and open to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would really add their own words. However, during the times of the Gaonim and then once he got to the Rishonim, these words became very established. But it's important to note that because of what it represents, because the Nefilas Apayim expresses this really sincere, genuine heartbreak that's manifested by my giving of everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we therefore don't say Tachnon on certain times. We do not say Tachnon on Yomim Tovim or on Rosh Chodesh, because the days of joy, we don't want them minimized by this, or so to speak, diminished by this sense of terrible heartbreak in the Nefilas Apayim. That's why we don't say it on when there's a bris milah or something else special that is happening. And at the same time, we don't say Nefilas Apayim in the house of a mourner. Because in the house of a mourner, we're already sad. We are already feeling heartbroken and in a sense of despair. We don't want to add on to make it even more difficult. Those halachos of when we do and don't say Tachnun aren't just about when we can skip it, but they speak to the true nature, this sincere tefillah that is Nefilas Apayim. Why we don't say it at certain times only shows us how much more meaningful this tefillah is when we get a chance to say it every single day.